And tell me, who were some of the community leaders that worked with you as, on the Human Relations Committee?
Well, it was mostly Dr. Barbero and his wife, Dr. and Mrs. Barbero, and the rest of us were students. And Miss G worked with us. She was an older student, but more or less, as you say, an alternative student because she had returned to school later.
Okay.
And just a group of students, really. But we plugged into people like Joe Neal in the community, Woodrow Wilson at the state level, and you know, just different people, and so they sort of tapped into us. Well, Dr. Barbero gave Jean Dunn and I Equal Rights Commission card and said, this Western Airlines is hiring. They have no African Americans at all, and they say you need 2 years of college, and why don't you guys go and apply to make a good job? Maybe they'll hire you part-time. I know they hire part-time. So we did. We went. Jean decided she wouldn't go. She either got something better or didn't want to commit to it. But I did, and I took my first flight on Western Airlines.
Were you, what was your position?
Customer service agent. And so I was too young to be a flight attendant yet, plus I didn't really want ground. I mean, I really didn't want to be in the air. I did want to continue school. And I started, and they hired me full-time. They trained me. They sent me to Los Angeles for 3 weeks, and so I quit Head Start. And I worked at in reservations is how I started. And we did things like Cardex, which was filing. We did things like an old-fashioned machine called a Resitron, where it would signal yellow if a flight was booked part of the way, and green if the flight was open all the way, and red if it was full, you know, and this kind of thing. So it was just old-fashioned material at the very beginning of the airlines here. That was 1967 that I started at Western Airlines. And so I was going to school all the time while I was doing that. I'd work swing shift or graveyard, and I'd go to school during the day. And that's how I got through, and that's how I paid my way through school.